It was this time of year, getting to fall, and the leaves were crispy with frost in the morning. I was much younger then, almost still a girl. But let me tell you what happened that night. My older sister and I had decided to sneak out to meet some boys. We were supposed to meet them down in the old graveyard at the bottom of the town. We crept through the chill fog, giggling about sneaking out and happy to have it done without getting caught. We were still making our way through the woods when we heard something. Crack! It sounded like a branch breaking, and it didn't come from the ground. It sounded like it came from the side, but overhead. Mary laughed. She said it was nothing, but I was scared and wanted to turn back. Mary said that it was just the boys scaring us, trying to get us so that we would jump into their arms when we saw them. That did sound like something that Billy would do, so I stayed with her, and we went on through the wood. The moon was full that night, but it hadn't started rising in the east yet, so we had no light, just the stars to guide our feet on the path. We walked a ways, and I heard it again. Crack! This time, it did sound as though the branch was breaking right by us, and not above, but shortly behind. I didn't wait for Mary to say that it was the boys this time. I just grabbed her hand, and we ran down the hilly path, as fast as our feet could carry us. We were breathing in gasps when we reached the clearing before the graveyard, and we stopped in the middle of it. We stood back to back, each watching a side of the woods, as our breasts heaved. Finally, Mary called out into the darkness. I know that it's you, Billy, she said. If you keep trying to scare us, we're going to go back home. But the only answer was a rough, low growl in the darkness. We jumped back, and we held each other, staring into the trees, our eyes straining to make out anything in this darkness. Whatever made that growl was in between us and home. It's just a dog, she whispered, but we knew it was not. That growl came from far taller than we were. Mary had always been afraid of dogs, and I could feel her tremble where she pressed against me. Suddenly, she turned and ran. Ran away from that awful growl. There was scarce a pause before I saw a hideous creature. It streaked into the clearing, chasing Mary as she ran. It was taller than any man, and covered in shaggy fur. It had the snout of a wolf and huge, clawed hands. It gave chase, and I could only watch as it brought Mary down. I clutched my cold hands to my mouth, stopping any sounds, as the great beast looked right at me with his lantern eyes. He looked right into my eyes as he used his claws to tear the top of Mary's frock, revealing her white breasts to the now rising moon. When he turned away to lick at them, with his slavering tongue, I ran. I didn't stop until I was back in town, and I ran straight away to the nearest house. It was the LeClaire's. It was. I pounded on their door, shouting. They never found Mary, you know. They found some scraps of her clothes, caught in some branches, and one shoe on the side of the path. But they never found my sister. And that is why, my dear, you must never, never walk in these woods in the night, especially when the moon rides full. I have heard horrible things sniffing at my door on such nights, and it chills me to my bones. Mary's not the only girl who's gone missing. Not the only girl at all.